Well, hello everybody from Greenville, South Carolina this time. It's been a wild couple of weeks, and I haven't even thought about doing a report except that I saw a blip on my to-do list, I think last week, and I deleted it. But anyway, so the picture there, of course, is the three sisters, Debbie and Becky and Mimi. So they've already been together, at least briefly, and we've already been here nearly 2 weeks, but they hadn't even, you know, hardly seen each other because we've been moving quite a bit. So that's enjoyable. And then we had a wonderful conference at Berean. Pastor Todd and Krista and the staff and the church family, all of our many, many, many friends. It was just wonderful. Just a tremendous time. And we stayed with the Klutz as we usually do. And of course we love them and their place is so comfortable and appropriate. And, but we saw so many friends, from years back. You know, most of them have been to the farmhouse and the others want to have been or want to go. So that was it was great time, good fellowship, music, preaching, everything was awesome. Then Saturday, the conference ended on Friday night. On Saturday, we drove up to Kentucky. On our way up, we're able to meet with Mr. Dix, who's a longtime friend of the ministry, been very kind to us through the years. In fact, I'm going to put on here that I'm going to send a picture of our little stop with him. And then, let's see, I'm looking through my list here. And then, okay, so we had Sunday morning services here at Clear Springs up in Clear Springs Baptist Church up in Kentucky. Great time with Pastor Josh and Andy Owens and their church, and good to connect with them again. And then we drove back Sunday afternoon, actually a little slight change of plans there because of some last minute things that they had come up. So we drove back towards Greenville, went the country way, never even touched an expressway. And because we had a little bit extra time, we were wanting to connect with Mark and Terry Campbell from Faith Baptist Church in Jefferson City. They're also a supporting church, the good friends. And Mark is actually going to be our guest speaker for the MTR in December. And so later I'll send you a link if you want to. There's a 3 or 4 minute video we did right there at the restaurant, an MTR greeting. And it'll give you a chance to meet Mark a little bit, at least through video. And we just had a wonderful, wonderful supper with them. Great friends. He's been pastoring there for now years after our dear friend David Cross passed away, who was the pastor of the church. And yeah, just the Lord used him to turn that into a powerful ministry, he and Denise. And then we drove on back, got in before just 1 minute before midnight instead of 3 in the morning, as had probably would have been the case before. So that was good. And then, let me see, our ministry back in Spain, things are going well. Much thanks to Juan and Danny and Mike and their families. And as they continue the ministry, everything, there's obviously always issues to deal with, but generally speaking, the Lord is blessing, and we're grateful to know that they're perfectly capable of handling everything while we're gone. Some have asked about the postcard project. Yes, we are going to do a gospel postcard project, but I haven't finished the initial planning or the initial stages of it yet, but hopefully within the next week or two you'll be hearing about that. And those who would like to adopt a town, the postage for the town, why, you'll get that opportunity here pretty soon. David, our son David, and his family leave today from Greenville to go back to Spain. They've been here 2 weeks, traveling, being at some churches and doing a lot of shopping and so forth. So they're heading back today, so appreciate your prayers for them. Their trip over here was anything but smooth. So, if you'll pray with us that maybe the Lord will give them a boring trip back to Spain, where there's ministry waiting for them, and definitely be a good thing for them to be back in there at their young church, young and growing church. So then, so they leave this afternoon, this afternoon from GSP here in Greenville. This next weekend, we're going to be up in Michigan. We leave Friday, and we'll be flying up to Michigan, getting back late Monday, I think. We'll be at Faith Baptist Church in Davison, where our good friends Sean and Jill Cook are, and many other friends as well. And so we're looking forward to being with them this weekend. It's going to be a little bit of a wacko day on Friday, getting up there with flying and rental cars and whatnot, but hopefully it'll go. We're going with a low-cost airline, where I think they charge you for how much weight you have in your pockets. We'll see. They put so many conditions on what you could take and how much you pay or whatever that until I get on and seated in the seat, I won't be completely relaxed. But anyway, appreciate your prayers for us as we are up there at Faith Baptist this weekend. And then a few pictures. I'll send a picture of our family at the aquarium last Friday. It was three of our children and their spouses and six of our grandchildren. What a wonderful time we had with them. That was a blast. And then I'll share the picture where we met Mr. Dix at a welcome center Saturday, and I think that's it. So thank you for listening. Thank you for praying, for all the communication. Enjoy all the texts. Always do. And hope you have a great day and a great week. God bless you. Goodbye.